Good morning and welcome. Thank you for coming this morning to worship. The few announcements that I have to make are in the church calendar box. At 6:30 on Wednesday evenings, we gather together across the street for a Bible study. We begin at 6:30 with a light meal, and then we have a time of Bible study and prayer. The third Sunday fellowship luncheon for September will be hosted by Louise Heron and Sarah Nell Champion on September the 20th. And the WIC, the Women in the Church, if you would like to participate, the Women in the Church are collecting non-perishable food items in the Ed Building to make Thanksgiving baskets for some families in need. They are also continuing to collect items for the Samaritan's Purse Project. Any donations that you make will be greatly appreciated. The Westminster Shorter Catechism, question 33, says, what is justification? And the answer is, our call to worship this morning comes from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 22 through 25. Would you read this with me responsively? And since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us draw near
with a true heart and full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water.
Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works,
not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some,
but encouraging one another, and all the
sing the doxology. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you that Jesus Christ is our great high priest over the house of God. Our hope is in his atoning, substitutionary sacrifice for our sins by which we are justified. And we pray for the Holy Spirit to sprinkle us clean from an evil conscience so that we can consider how to stir up one another to love and good works. And in our meeting together to worship you, the true and living God, may we encourage one another all the more as we see the day of Christ coming, drawing near. And we pray the way that Jesus taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and glory forever. Amen. Our first hymn is number 1. And we are going to stand and sing stanzas 1 through 4. And we'll continue to stand through the Apostles' Creed and the Gloria Patri. Reciting the Apostles' Creed as we reaffirm our faith together this morning, and you can find it on page 845 in the back of the Trinity Hymnal. Christian, what is it that you believe? I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. May be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. O God, our Father, we thank You for the gospel of justification through faith, which has been proclaimed to in all creation under heaven and to us. In it we have found hope, for we were once alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, and You have reconciled us through faith. In the death of Christ, we pray for a more stable and steadfast faith, not shifting from the hope of the gospel. Thank You for giving us a new heavenly orientation, a heavenly home to aspire for, a heavenly book to meditate upon, a heavenly hope to motivate us to live holy and blameless lives that are above reproach. Forgive us of our immorality, our impurity, evil passions, evil desires, and covetousness, which is idolatry, things for which the wrath of God is coming. As you have forgiven us, let us forgive others who have offended us. Robe us with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, patience, and love. Rule us with the peace of Christ. Reside us by your word, in us, by your word. We pray that you would administer healing to those of our congregation who are sick. We pray that you would show compassion on the shut-ins, Mosella Perkins and Martha Davis, and Mary Ellen Lovelady, and Bess White, and Lanice Badley. We pray for our missionaries, that you would guard and protect them, provide for them all of their needs, financially and otherwise. Encourage them. Give them fruit for their service in the gospel. Let our service here today be one of teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thanksgiving in our hearts to God. And whatever we do in word or deed, may we do everything in the name of our Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. And in His name we pray. Amen. Responsive reading this morning comes from Psalm 122, and you can find the words to Psalm 122 on page 831 in the back of your Trinity hymnal. Would you please turn there with me and let's read together responsively from Psalm 122. I rejoice with those who said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." Jerusalem is built like a city that is closely compacted together. To praise the name of the Lord according to the statute given to Israel. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure. For the sake of my brothers and friends, I will say, "Peace be within you."
For the sake of the house of the Lord, our God, I will see your prosperity.
Our next hymn as we continue to worship God is hymn number 460, Amazing Grace. Would you please stand and let's sing stanzas 1 through 3 and 6 of hymn number 460.
Are one.
you. You may be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer as we prepare to receive our morning offering. Our Father in heaven, it is because of your grace that we, out of gratitude, bring these offerings. We want to be good stewards of what you have given to us. And so we bring these offerings as a manifestation of our worship and pray that you would bless them, receive them, and use them to build up the kingdom of Jesus Christ here in this place and beyond here, even unto the uttermost parts of the earth. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. This morning comes from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 22 through 25. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 22 through 25, and this is what it says. Having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for a sincere brotherly love, love one another earnestly from a pure heart, since you have been born again, not of a perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding Word of God. For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of the grass. The grass withers and the flower falls, but the word of the Lord remains forever. And this word is the good news that was preached to you. May God bless the reading and the preaching of His word to you this morning. We'll bring a message from that text after the special music at this time.